6 o'clock this morning, we did a big segment on Fit Luca. Probably seen it by now, or at least heard the story, the Men's Health article, where Luca is talking about his two-a-day workouts, his new diet. He has leaned out. He looks fit. He's even tan. He just doesn't really even look like Luca. And so it's got everybody around here talking, of course, because it took this trade to be a wake-up call for Luca to really take his fitness seriously. Well, we have a number for Luca, so why don't we give him a call this morning and talk to the former Maverick, now Laker, about his new workout routine and his new bod.
Hello?
Luca.
Speaking. Who's this?
Hey, it's the Musers on the ticket.
Oh, boy.
Hey, hey.
Oh, boy. I should have known I'd get a call from the Morning Musers.
Well, we just want to talk to you about your new fitness routine and your new body.
Yeah, did you see me, man? I'm ripped, brother.
You are. You look good.
Yeah, I'm no longer country Luke. I'm L.A. Luke now, and I got the body to show for it.
Yes.
No longer do I have that body built by country fried steak, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you look good. We were
hey,
wondering.
Let me ask you something. Did you know you can eat lettuce?
Well, of course.
I had no idea, man. I thought lettuce was just something you told people to leave off your burger.
No, there's all sorts of stuff like that you can eat that's good for you.
I finally sold my tractor, Giorgio.
You did?
You know what I did instead?
Huh?
Use that money for? I bought a cocaine wet bar for my house.
Wow.
For when my Hollywood friends come over.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, but Johnny Depp, he cleaned me out after first visit. But anyway.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't mess with that stuff.
What you going to do? But loving the team, loving my teammates.
Are you?
Indeed, brother.
Well, you're a Laker now.
I'm a Laker, man. I'm a Laker.
Well, how long did this take to transform your body? Was it like 2 months? Was it 21 days? What was it?
Man, I tell you what, I've been hitting the gym every day and for the past 2 months. Every single day, and, uh-huh. You know, so I go every single day instead of the once-a-month schedule that I had in Dallas, you know? I'm lifting weights instead of lifting cakes, as they say, and so, eating green stuff for the first time in my life, like I told you, and I can now bench press over 200 pounds. I'm so hot.
Okay.
In fact, this morning, I finished myself off while looking at a photo spread of myself in that magazine.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Jeez. That's too much information.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Posting that clarity on that was excruciating. But okay. Anyway, but yeah, I can bench press 200 pounds. And that's, you know what that is? That's just dedication. I mean, what you do when you go to the gym, you work out and you make the most of your time. You know, that's what I've been doing, making the most of my time.
Well, that was weird. You just said gym, like back to back. That was weird.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't say gym. Why would I say that? I said
I don't know,
gym.
But I think we've got proof that you said it right here. Hey, go ahead and play it, Tyler.
What do you do when you go to a gym? Gym.
Yeah, see right there?
I damn sure did, Bob. I guess I did.
It's George and Craig.
I guess I did. And, you know, when LeBron proposed that I do this Men's Health magazine piece, he told me what kind of shape he wanted me in for the pictures, and he was willing to spend $1 million.
Wow.
Just to get a team of people to get me in that kind of shape. I said, dude, man, do it the easy way. Pay off the rider and hire an AI to generate some pictures for you. But he's like, no, man. And so he invested all this, and one person on this team makes $150,000 a year, and their only job is they're a burrito slapper.
A burrito slapper.
Slap the burrito out of my hand every time it travels towards my mouth.
Wow, they get paid $150,000 just to do that.
$150,000 a year for that. I got a full-time drink replacer. She breaks in my home at night and waters down my tequila bottles. I mean, these people, LeBron knows how to do it, man.
Yeah, it's working.
Hey, by the way, can you do us a favor and tell LeBron that he ain't that great?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, LeBron's pretty much my best friend and the person I donate my organs to just to impress him, so.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah. Whoa.
Well,
he's a dear friend of mine.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we're sorry.
Yeah.
We're sorry.
Yeah. I guess don't tell him that. Okay.
Yeah. Super soap. No, seriously. I wouldn't say LeBron's my best friend, but I can honestly say that LeBron's been like a second teammate to me. I mean, really. Behind Jared Vanderbilt, he's been like the second teammate to
me. Oh, really?
Yeah. He's been great. I mean, take me under his wing. In fact, you know, like I said, he's the reason I'm in such good shape. So,
well,
I mean, what you going to do?
Yeah. I can't wait for the season to see this
I
in action.
I can't either, man. I'm exacting my sweet revenge on that Nico Harrison.
Oh, I bet you
so
will.
Call Nico Harrison. I'm going to get my revenge. And, hey, look at this. I'm going to show up at that American Airlines Center when we play.
Yeah.
In my little black dress, Giorgio, make Nico really jealous.
Okay, can't wait to see that, too.
Teach him to break up with me. All right, Dan, well, I guess I'll see you later.
Yeah, what are you going to do? All right, we'll see.
What are you going to do? I mean, you know, zipper slope.
All right, see you, Luca. There goes Luca. Now in shape.